Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Happy Thanksgiving. Early Thanksgiving, if you will, especially if you're on the road today, traveling around 285, 85, 20, 75, whatever it is. We'll get there in just one second. Allie, your tee's headed in to the break. Do you want to ask that question one more time?
About?
Your Which One Wednesday.
Oh, Which One Wednesday. Yes, let's go back to that. I'm sorry, you guys got into a
heated... She looked at me like, what are you talking about, sir? I was like, you literally teased one right before the commercial. Here we are. It's time.
But then y'all got into a heated debate, and I was so invested in that. So,
who won the debate?
Well, we went back on air, so it's to be continued. All right. Which would you rather attend in Times Square? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or New Year's Eve?
But I'll let you weigh in on this because I think this is a very, very easy decision for me.
I hate parades. Wow. Not a fan.
Wow.
Unless they're championship parades. Those are the only ones I want to go to. Mm. However, I also hate a bunch of drunk people in one little tiny place.
Yes.
So I'll probably pick the parade.
I don't think there's many things. My wife can attest to this. There's not a lot of things in my life that I hate at the level that I do standing in a crowded room or place.
Yeah.
Standing, first of all, come at it from my level. Everybody's below you talking like you're not there. Like, I might as well be in a skyscraper while everybody's on the sidewalk,
right?
You know, as they talk underneath me. Not to mention, if I get in line for something, like if you're all trying to get to a bar to get a drink, people will walk underneath my armpits like I don't exist to try to cut to the front. Like, bro, I am literally standing right here. Why do you think just because you can't see through me that you can walk past me? I don't understand. Anyways, that's another conversation for another day. Yes, Bo and I were having a passionate conversation about Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins and this coaching staff, which is going to be had many times throughout the next 6 weeks, probably. And it's all about who's the most to blame in the last month plus of this season for the offense's woes.
Well, and look, the answer is we're both wrong because there's plenty of blame to go around, and we're
sure.
Probably not. We don't have the knowledge to blame, to know exactly, to pinpoint the amount of blame each person in the situation should get. But it's not just one person or the other, and I think we both kind of came to that agreement.
Oh, for sure. It's an argument over who bears the 60% and a 60-40 blame.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. The higher percentage.
Yeah, I was going to say 51-49.
There you go. Yeah, it's probably a conversation as well. I do want to bring you guys in. We'll get to the wake-up call in 2 minutes. 404-726-0929. A conversation I had with Dylan just a second ago.
Okay.
There are six different directions on Interstate to exit the city of Atlanta. You got 20 both ways, yep. 75 both ways, 85 both ways. Which one of the six of them is the best route to be leaving the city during a holiday?
That's interesting because I only know the worst. Like, I don't know a best.
Yes.
But the worst is going through McDonough on 75.
You think so?
That phantom traffic.
Yeah, it's right there where the outlet mall is.
For no reason. Yeah. And it's been there for decades.
But are the numbers there on a day like today? Because there's really, yes. Like, what are you driving to?
You are just dead stop there. I don't know.
It started when there was construction right there.
Yeah.
And it just never ended.
Yeah,
and
I feel like it's coming into this.
I feel like it's going north.
Whatever the town is just past Clemson on 85 North is very similar to that, where it's like always under construction. There's three lanes. It's right through the middle of a town.
Yeah.
And it's just always heavy traffic. Is it Spartanburg or something along those lines?
It might be. I would say 20 East is probably the best because it just seems like there's not a lot to go that way. But I feel like that's probably better than anything else.
That's
because
you're
going up north
75.
South. No. 75 South's got some.
Like, who's driving to Valdosta right now? You know what I mean?
But if you're on your way to like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That's who's going that way.
I guess.
Grant's family lives in Jacksonville. We went that way last year.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, dude, but like a lot of people go 75 South that aren't going to stay in Valdosta. Like they're going.
Like on the flip side, if you're driving up 75 North.
I don't know. Chattanooga, Ohio.
That's my point. You're making my point for me with your little smart look on your face.
What do you mean?
There's more places to drive up that way than I feel like on 75 South.
But I thought you said 75 South was your least of,
I know,
of all six.
I think that's the easiest one to take right now.
75 South?
Yeah.
No,
20 East is the easiest one to take, I think.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have family down off 75 in Florida that have retired. They've gone down that way.
Well, that's why I feel. That's why I feel like 85 South stinks. There's always like a lot of people going that direction for me because it's the one I know. But like, they're always going to Destin, 38, Fort Walton, Navarre.
Yeah.
Like all down there, depending on what month it is. But anyways, if you have thoughts on that, 404-726-0929, which is the best and which is the worst way to exit the city of Atlanta during the holiday season in time for traffic. Allie, the headlines, please.
Yes, I do want to mention this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. As far as those headlines before you clock in or get to your destination today, the Hawks did lose to the Wizards last night in D.C., 132-113. They'll play again on Friday, take on the Cavs. North Texas's head football coach, Eric Morris, was hired as the next head coach at Oklahoma State, and Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday.
404-726-0929. If you guys want to weigh in on all the topics we have had today, there's been Falcons Jets talk, obviously conversations about Georgia Tech and the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend, as well as all the rivalry games. I asked the question earlier, which one's most likely to lose of the four teams still eligible for the SEC championship? That's Ole Miss, Georgia, Alabama, and Texas A&M. A lot of slippery games for rivalry weekend. Or if you want to call in and talk about the traffic, which exit plan out of the city right now are you most likely to take? If there was a zombie apocalypse and you had to get through traffic the quickest right now, which road are you choosing as you exit town and head out on different directions? Let's go to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's try to get to a couple of these guys. Appreciate you guys weighing in. Let's talk to Mike's Mafia, Agent 66 in Dawsonville. What's going on, Agent 66? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, man, you too.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the Thanksgiving stuff. You know, I was really blessed to have some real country grandparents that grew up on the family farm down in Tifton, Georgia.
There you go.
And cooking holiday meals was like serious business. And you didn't say the word stuffing around grandma. She'd swat you on the thigh with a fly swatter. That's dressing. And
love it.
Yeah, these recipes were really important. And so what you do, you get your pork and you get you a little cranberry sauce and you get a little dressing and then you stab you a little piece of turkey. You put that in your mouth. If you don't like that, you don't know what's good.
little turkey smorgasbord with the cranberry, with the dressing and everything. I don't know. It sounds about right. He didn't say anything about gravy, guys. Just throwing that out there. The whole gravy boat.
He actually did mention gravy.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Carl from Watkinsville. What's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. What's Thank up, you man? For taking my call. Season's greetings to you all.
Yeah, me too.
Two quick points. One, 75 in any direction is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And when you talk about 75 going from Canada to Miami, then you got the people from Chicago and Wisconsin going to Nashville, hitting 24 to Chattanooga, and then coming down through 75. So 75 is a nightmare. But I wanted to say something additional real quick. Media Mike said something a couple of weeks ago, Mike Johnson, Media okay. Mike.
Right.
He said, is it the play caller? Is it the play calls that the play caller is calling, or is it the play book? And those were three great points that you made, Mike, because I don't know if the play caller is the right play caller or if this is even the right play book in order for Pennix to succeed. Maybe this is Kirk Cousins' play caller and playbook. So I really appreciated that point you brought in a couple of weeks ago. Listen, you all have a great holiday. Get some rest, and I'll listen for you again tomorrow morning or next week.
Yeah, man, same to you, Carl. I appreciate that. And that was an interesting conversation and one we will continue to dive into in the coming weeks because all of a sudden we saw a different playbook this past weekend, and it left me, honestly, more angry than I thought it would. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Dylan, let's talk to Jay. Jay is up in Virginia listening on the Odyssey app. Jay, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, how are you? And happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Same to you, man.
Ways to avoid Atlanta. If I'm coming from Huntsville, I'll go the Appalachian. If I'm coming from Huntsville, I'll go the Appalachian Parkway.
Okay.
Dalton to Clemson. If I'm going north to south, I'll go Cleveland through Athens and then south. And on the west side, I'll go Barron Parkway south to Thornton Industrial Boulevard and then avoid the whole thing. One more thing, if I may.
Go ahead.
Thanksgiving is for the people. It's not for the food. So after the dinner, regardless of who eats what, go outside and throw the football around.
Yeah, I appreciate. I completely agree with that. My son and I had this conversation yesterday. I was like, buddy, we got to make sure we pack the football. You know we're going to be throwing around with the cousins out in the yard. And he was like, I mean, sprinted downstairs to grab the football out of the garage. He was so stoked about it. If I may, Dylan, let's try to squeeze one more in. Let's talk to Rick from Stockbridge. Rick, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Good morning to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Hey, listen, guys, I was wondering about something. With Michael Penix being out for probably, what, four, five, six games at the beginning of next year, I assume Kirk Cousins is going to be gone. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? And I've got to tell you something. In my opinion, the more I hear about Michael Penix, I've got grave doubts about him being the franchise quarterback. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, man. I don't think you're alone. I think that's a conversation to probably get to on the other side of the break.
Yeah, guys. There are so many questions regarding the quarterback position. So we will tackle that next. We also have Guns N' Roses tickets later on in the show. Hang tight for those. Plus, the new college football playoff rankings are out. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. It's 8:24 and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Before we talk about the college football playoff rankings, I've put a few timelines together. Dylan's not paying attention right now, but I've connected some dots and I'm a little bit curious what's going to happen during his Thanksgiving break, because Dylan said he's going to Greensboro.
Yeah.
When the show is over.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to the Hometown Take, he was also boasting about how tonight at 8 o'clock tonight, Stranger Things debuts. So, Dylan, if you are with Simone's family in Greensboro, how are you going to watch Stranger Things?
So, Simone and I have talked about this because I got her into Stranger Things and she is all caught up. The plan is at some point when, you know, things dial down and everybody is kind of, you know, either going to bed or doing their separate things and we're not, you know, doing something together, that, you know, we will find our way to watch it together.
Okay.
And Simone is up right now and I hope she is not listening. So in case she is, I'll just say this. In case we do not have a chance to watch it together, I have a plan that will not hinder me from doing what I need to do.
Okay.
But no details. You're not going to give us details?
Nah, just in case she's not listening. I don't want to get into
extra. Okay.
I do have to spend the next 5 hours with her in a car. So.
That's true.
But it should be smooth sailing, 85 North. You ought to be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it
yeah,
is.
Unless you just heard me, then it might be a bumpy ride.
So, aren't you doing so the 5K you're running is in Greensboro?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I just knew you said that you were doing that, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Nice little
5K in Greensboro tomorrow.
Turkey trot.
Something like that.
The gobble jog.
Gobble jog. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a gobble jog.
Rise and gobble. Rise and gobble.
Rise and gobble.
All right, we did have Rick call in a few moments ago, and he had a lot of questions about what's going to happen with the quarterback situation with the Falcons next season. Since obviously Michael Penix, he is undergoing surgery for a partially torn ACL. Recovery on that timeline probably won't get him back for that first game. So with Kirk Cousins kind of in the situation now, what are your thoughts on this? What's going to happen next year, really?
I'd be remiss if I even took a guess. I don't know. I mean, there's the possibility that you take a late round draft pick on a guy. There's a possibility that you sign a free agent. There's a possibility that you just are like, hey, Easton Stick knows the offense. Let's roll. And but you don't know that it's going to be the same coaching staff or offensive coordinator or anything involved in that.
Or GM.
Or GM. I mean, you don't know really where the direction of this franchise will go
in
the days leading up to that.
I wouldn't expect whoever's here that it would – and I'm not just trying to poke holes in everything you just said. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I wouldn't expect you to do a late-round draft pick and start him week one next year at quarterback just as a stopgap. That to me would be out of the realm of possibility. It just doesn't add up to me. Easton Stick, I think maybe if it's the same coaching staff could be here. But I would tend to think that you would go sign a veteran quarterback. Like a Jacoby Brissett, like a guy that's been a backup. Like maybe I don't think he would sign this guy, but like a Joe Flacco type or
Jameis.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that would be a guy, but yes, like a Jameis. Somebody along those terms that could come in and you you could trust to just kind of manage things. That's why I don't think Jameis, because Jameis doesn't do a good job of managing things. He takes way too many risks.
Yeah, he's gonna let that pill eat.
Well, hell, he did it in overtime last week.
He's gonna sling that thing.
It's like, why are you throwing up? It wasn't quite overtime. I think it was close. It was before overtime. And I'm like, why are you throwing up 50-50 balls in a situation where there's enough time left that if you turn the ball over, they could beat you?
Yeah.
Because it was like 50, 60, it was like 50 seconds, like maybe a minute left, and he's just throwing up low percentage completions, and it's like, you know, move down the field.
If Zach were to be here next year, which personally I've talked about it, I don't think he is one way or another, but if he were to be here, what do you think about like a Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, he's with the Rams.
Yeah,
he's making like $3 million this year.
If you hate on Garoppolo, that's fine. You're not bringing him in to be the starter long term. You're bringing him in to be a stopgap for a game, two games. I don't believe it'll be 5 or 6 games. Like,
I don't think so either. Rick, I don't think you get out of September.
Yeah.
Without having Penix as quarterback.
But if you're too obtuse to understand that Jimmy Garoppolo is fine with a 1 or 2 game start, then you just want to ignore what he was when he was healthy in San Francisco and good. Like, the guy, he's not a bad backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So that would be fine. Like, you're not bringing a guy in to win the job. You're bringing a guy in to do what you really need him to do, which is maybe start a game or two. That's what a backup is. That's what that's the only reason I have. It's why they're backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, no doubt. You just need them to hold serve.
They were good enough to be starters, they'd be starting somewhere, most likely. Most of the time, you know, you have the Mac Jones kind of things where they need to basically revive their career and do it with a good OC or a good head coach, good OC or whatever to prove that they can do it.
Is there any chance that we would continue with Kirk Cousins?
No.
You'd have to restructure. I mean, he just can't pay the money. Can't pay the money. That's why the whole time when he signed the contract, we sat there and go, okay, he's not going to be here in 2 years.
It's impossible.
And if you're doing that, it probably means the GM and head coach are still in place, which means they're definitely coaching for their jobs, and they are not going – they have to either restructure or cut, because they can't go into it with that big of a cap hit and say, well, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. The other part of that is with everything that happened to Kirk the first time around, I have no reason to believe that he would restructure his contract and do anybody around here solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I'm sure he wants to go somewhere and be a starting quarterback. Maybe he doesn't next year. And like we talked about yesterday, his family lives here.
Right.
He's kind of setting up roots here. So it makes a lot of sense for him to be here. But if they came to him, they're like, hey, man, remember what we said when we drafted Penix and everything? We take that back. We'd really like to restructure, even though, you know, it's a $65 million cap hit. We'd like to restructure that. Maybe the numbers would line up somehow for him to be able to do that, but I don't see how it would even be possible. I really don't. It's what did we say it was, $65 million, the cap hit?
57, but yeah.
$57 million for next year. I mean, that's just insane. That's crazy.
Even if he went on a run the last few games of the season here.
No, because it's like he said, he's not going to be the full-time starter. You just need a backup quarterback to get you into the month of October, and Penix is going to take back over. Whether or not you believe in Penix long-term, he's going to be the quarterback next year by the end of the season.
Whether you like it or not, that's his leverage to get what he wants, is to not restructure. That's his get-out-of-Atlanta-free card. Not jail, but, you know.
It depends on who you ask. Yeah, for him. Well, I don't know.
If you think it's gel, you can we'll get you out of here. Not you, but if there's somebody else, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's craziness. So we'll see.
Yeah, there's just going to be so much speculation on that situation. When do you think we would find out if they're going to sign someone, if they're looking at someone else? What's the timeline?
You have to wait for the dominoes to fall. You got to figure out where they sit with Raheem. First of all, finish the season, and if you fall off a cliff in terms of your record, he's probably fired. So then you're hiring a new head coach, and then the OC. And then you're looking at options of who the offensive coordinator could be comfortable with, assuming that whoever the offensive coordinator is next year probably has been a coordinator somewhere before, because they're going to want somebody that can develop Penix at a higher level than he probably has been developed so far.
Yeah, new league year, you have to be under the cap. So they start making moves in late February, early March. Guys start, you know, moving around, and they start moving money. So it's going to – like, there's a lot of dominoes to fall, I think is the term, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are going to happen. That it's going to be very interesting January, mm-hmm. because there's decisions to be made. And, you know, this how this season ends – absolutely plays into those decisions. Do you want to give, if you don't believe the OC is the guy, do you want to give the head coach another shot at hiring that right when he hired his second DC? But maybe you think that there's something else going on inside the building that you need to clean up. I don't know. I'm not up there. I'm not in that building.
Well, I want to make sure we covered Rick's question fully. I think we did it 360 on that. So we'll get to the college football playoff rankings next. We're also going to give away those Guns N' Roses tickets, and we've got a Life of Squid.
Man, we got a lot to do this segment. The story that's kind of shook high school football in this state, 39 players were suspended. There was an appeal. What happened with the appeal? We'll talk about it next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan.
Normally, there's got to be a good reason for this.
There's got to be a good reason, but there's not. There's not. Normally, before like the 4th of July holiday, you play this
there
one.
There you go.
I love the randomness, though.
Oh, man. It's like, hey, yeah, let's throw in a little Bruce Springsteen.
Why not? There we go. That's what we need. Thank you, Dylan. Attaboy. Thank you.
Had to fix it. There we go.
Because if you are a Guns N' Roses fan, I need you to call Dylan right now, 404-726-0929. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. They are coming to Truist Park. That is happening next September, September 19th. Go ahead and put in your calendar. Tickets will go on sale next Friday, December 5th at Ticketmaster.com. But you could go ahead and cross this off your to-do list right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, we've been talking about it throughout the show. The college football playoff rankings came out last night. Georgia remains number 4 And Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. See, that's what makes me nervous about Friday with Georgia, Georgia Tech, is they're coming off a loss.
That's the one.
I mean, there's a lot to it. The history from last year, like going back and forth, like it's, at a certain point, I won't call out who did it, but someone turned off the TV because it was getting very upsetting.
Wow. And no then way.
I'm watching on my app and I'm like, why are we not watching this
game?
And we'll put it back on just in time for all the overtime.
G-Mac, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't say who it was.
Oh my God, I am judging him so hardcore right now. I am judging him so hardcore right now for turning that off. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Grant.
What, would he have turned the Braves off?
Wow.
I mean, if it calls for, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but if it calls for it, TVs get turned off.
I can't quit.
He doesn't have to call into the morning shift about the Georgia game, just the Brave. So
yeah, sure.
Probably had to keep that one on the tube.
I can't quit games when my team's losing. I just sit there and watch it. What?
Bro, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, man, what about them Florida Gators? You're like, didn't watch it. Couldn't watch it. Didn't want to watch it.
I was in Berlin. I couldn't even get it on my phone. What was I supposed to do?
Listen, Dylan's going to be in Greensboro with his girlfriend's family figuring out a way to watch Stranger Things.
What's that? Because I think we had this conversation 2 weeks in a row.
It's a lot easier to get... to get Stranger Things in Greensboro than it is, or Greenville, wherever he's at, than freaking the ESPN Florida game in Berlin. I mean, Saturday, we went to dinner and I turned it on and it was 7-0. I watched it for like three plays. I had to go leave my hotel room. And when I got to the restaurant, it was 21-0, and I was trying to get the TV changed. They had the Tech game on one and the Colorado game on the other. There's only like two TVs in a place. And I was trying to get actually the Hawks were on the other one because it was in New Orleans.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say.
And I was trying to get one of the TVs changed, and it was like 28-3. I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'll just like, and I put it up on my
that
phone a little
score.
Bit. Yeah, yeah. 28-0, I think is what it was. I was okay. Like, I'm good. But if I'm watching the game, I don't turn it off.
Like if you're sat down and actually bellied up to the ottoman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with
because
you.
Because I have this weird, like, oh, well, maybe they scored. You never know. You know, I've seen 28-3 before.
Yeah.
You can't say those numbers without bad memories coming up.
I've left the room during big plays. I will do that and see if I can change the mojo.
Yeah.
But I'll always finish the game. I actually did not see the Gravedigger play where Bama beat Auburn on 4th and 31 2 years ago. Didn't see it. Didn't see it live.
Why?
I left the room. I was like, I don't want to watch this play. And I walked out, and everybody lost their ever-loving mind. And I was like, no way did they just convert that. Walked back in. Yep. Jalen Milroe to the corner of the end zone. Isaiah Bond. Crazy.
Well, as you guys were looking at this top 25, though, for the college football playoffs, the rankings that came out last night, we'll get the final rankings on December 7th. What kind of movements caught your eye?
It's that time of year, is it not, Bo, where you start looking at the actual matchups when you do look at the top 12. And just so we're clear, just because Miami's at 12 doesn't make them part of the bracket. You still have to have the non-group of five qualifier, I guess, and the non-power four qualifier. So you start looking at it and start looking how much movement can happen in essentially what I'm going to call it a week and a half. Rivalry games, and then that half weekend with the championship scenarios, and start looking at Georgia. Are they locked in with a win against Georgia Tech? Are they locked into a bye? You know, where did things sit with Ole Miss? Are they locked into hosting a home game if they beat Mississippi State? And then what are the possibilities for a team like Bama or Notre Dame or one of the above if they are to, win one, lose one in the coming couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens with all that. But, yeah, it was pretty much status quo for me.
And just the Oregon thing bumping up. Miami and Oregon. I mean, we've kind of covered Miami. But the Oregon just jumping to Ole Miss for a win. And, look, USC's been good. I don't know about great, but they've been good. And they jump. Oregon jumps Ole Miss because they beat a USC team at home. And it was really more of the verbiage about how we've been waiting for them to prove to basically allow us to do this, so we did it. And I'm just that's just so weird to me.
It is.
And you look, And I'm not trying to pick on the Big Ten, because I think the last few years you could make a really strong argument that the Big Ten's been the strongest conference in college football.
Yeah, for sure.
But Indiana and Ohio State have played nobody. I mean, yeah. Texas at the beginning of the year, Ohio State beat. I give you that. And Texas is a three-loss team. And Indiana beat Oregon. And then that's it.
It's a good win.
It's a very good win, but that's it. I mean, there's nobody else. So, A&M assists there, and I guess you can make arguments that maybe A&M hasn't beaten as many teams as you'd like, but dang, it's better than that.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and that's I am so curious to see what version of A&M we do get. I'm curious to see, because A&M obviously is sitting there at number three. I just picked them a minute ago to lose to Texas.
Or not cover,
yes. And that's a 2.5-point line.
It's close.
It's very close. I think that is just – like one of these teams, when we talk about the four SEC teams that could possibly go to Atlanta, one of these teams is going to lose. And I'm not so sure it's not Alabama. That's a very tough matchup for Alabama with a defensive front seven in Auburn, in Jordan Hare, that can get after you. So we'll see what happens with that. But it's that one of those teams is going to lose.
You think Georgia's the best team in the SEC?
I do. I think they're the most – remember we had the conversation. They're most well-rounded.
Who's – take them out. Throw them out. They're out. Just for whatever reason, throw them out. Who's next? In the SEC.
I want to say Texas A&M, even though I just picked them to get upset by Texas. I think that has more to do with the situation in the rivalry game.
They haven't played in a long time.
I think every single team other than Georgia has a fault. That's why I think Georgia is the best team in the SEC. Not that Georgia is perfect, but they are so well-rounded where we've seen them do just about everything at a very high level. It might not have been all at the same time, but they've done everything at a high level throughout the season.
I think the rivalry thing for me between Texas and Texas A&M, I don't think it holds. I think it does for the fans, but the player-wise, they haven't played in a long time, right? When was the last time they played? This rivalry, because remember when they left, they didn't when they left the Big 12. I guess they played last year.
I was gonna say I'm pretty sure they played a year ago.
Yeah, because the same schedule, but it's just like I just don't think that rivalry is quite the same for the players that used to be, like Georgia Tech and Florida State and some of Ohio State, Michigan.
It has a lot of vibes of like the Georgia Florida game as far like for Florida. In Georgia, you know what I mean? Like, it has that kind of secondary rivalry thing going on.
Yeah, they did resume last year. They've beat them 40. Texas leads the series by 40 games. Real quick, if Michigan beats Ohio State, do they jump in? I don't tend to believe so.
It's just a...
It
would be... it would be one of the best wins of the year, there's no doubt.
That's great, but...
You got to move people out. And you're not going to move Ohio State out,
and if Notre Dame's in, you can't put Michigan in over Miami.
Does that seal the fate of Miami if they were to win? Because I think that's going to put them in the same ballpark.
I don't see how you put Michigan in over Miami, based on strength of schedule and record.
But the Ohio State win. Would be better than the Notre Dame win for Miami.
Okay, what's Notre Dame's best win? And why is Notre Dame ahead of Miami?
I don't know the answer to that. See, that's the point.
But that's it. That's it. That's why you can't put Michigan ahead of Miami and then tell Miami that they're out when they beat Notre Dame head-to-head, and Notre Dame does not have a win on their schedule better than Michigan or Miami.
I agree. It's going to be a log jam right there at the back end of this thing.
And that's why... That's why we talk about it, because we don't know, and they do weird things. The whole conversation we got to earlier about in the 820 segment about Penix Cousins quarterback here next year.
Yep.
I'm not picking on this guy. This guy's like, you need to go bring Stetson Bennett in. He's a quality backup in the NFL, and he would put people in the seats. There is no basis at all in the NFL that Stetson Bennett is a quality backup.
I would say there's actually the opposite, and this I'm not picking on either, but they've made moves multiple years in a row to make sure he's not the backup.
Yeah, he's not the backup. He's never played in a real NFL, a regular season NFL game. He has zero stats. So, no. This stuff that happened between Gainesville and Brunswick is not the downfall of sports and high school sports. It's the downfall of our society. If you don't like what's happening, then just act out, essentially. And that's what happened. Brunswick's getting beat 42-0. They're a team that I think was averaging like 44 points a game when they came into this game. And Gainesville is beating them down. And a player rips the helmet off of another player and then starts throwing punches.
Squaring up, baby.
And now, you have both teams come on the field. 39 players from Gainesville were suspended. There was an appeal. Only four players won the appeal. So Gainesville is going to play this weekend with 35 less players. 35 players suspended. I don't even know how they're going to do it. I guess the JV guys or whatever. Yeah. Mike, you can talk to that more than me. I'm not sure how many starters were actually suspended, because I think that you suspend players. I think that's most of the suspension is from guys coming onto the field because it's an automatic suspension.
Of course.
I just don't know, though, what anyone in this situation is supposed to do. And I mean from GHSA to the refs at the time on the field to the players in the game. I don't know. I understand what don't go on the field. Man, that's easy to say, but there's a lot of adults that are saying that would have ran on that field if their friends were getting in a fight.
I can give you some insight on this because I used to coach high school ball. Every high school team in the state has to go over what they call an emergency action plan, an EAP, right? My job during the emergency or during situations like this, even though this is probably not part of the EAP, but in a situation like this, was always to go 5 yards out on the field and to turn around and hold my hands up and make sure nobody left the sideline. That was my job. It was me and about three other guys. We were stationed about 10 yards apart from one another, and our job was to make sure that nobody came on the field. Because you're right, it stinks for Gainesville, but you also, if you're the GHSA, you cannot set the precedent that, oh, well, if there's a fight and you're defending somebody, you can come on the field. Or you think they're in danger, you can come on the field. You just can't set that precedent.
I agree with that, though.
It sucks all the way around, and there's no right or wrong way to talk about it. But they are going to have to, yes, field half of a football team this weekend and play in whatever round of playoffs we're in right now.
And look, there's no way that 10 refs can control 100 to 200 people. That's kind of what you get, 100-something people in that field at one point, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Between coaches and players. But I don't care. Brunswick's to blame for all of this. They're players. And I know Rusty was talking about yesterday, and he knows their coach for a long time, and I'm sure that he did. You know, obviously that's not how he wanted it, but they're all this. Gainesville is going to get blame, and they're going to end up being the one that's hurt the most out of all this. But this is extremely poor sportsmanship.
It's just one guy got in a fight. I'm not going to sit there and down the whole program because one guy decided he was going to fight somebody.
The Brunswick player that started this should never play high school football again in the state. I don't know what I don't know if he's a senior or
wow.
What. Yeah. Sorry.
So you're saying any high school football player that gets in a fight should never be allowed to play a sport ever again?
No, I'm saying in this circumstance, you know what? Same thing of you're telling those kids that their dream of a high school's championship is completely gone because one kid was a clown and did something way out of base and caused a brawl. So that's what you're telling. You're telling Gainesville that. You're telling all those players at Gainesville.
They broke the rule, too. They ran on the field. You're going to have consequences.
There's no way but that it's not one player knew that brawl was going to break out.
100%. He wanted to fight somebody.
Wait, whoa.
So he should never be able to play sports for the rest of his life?
Not high school football.
Wow, dude.
Not high school football.
Oh, man, you jumped the shark.
How about you control your emotions?
He's 15.
How do you know how old he is? He might have been a senior.
How do you know how old he is?
I don't know.
Okay, that's the point.
I said if he's eligible.
Control your emotions. Don't you?
Dude, that it's in no part of life is it acceptable if you're not getting your way that you just start hitting someone.
Well,
that's unacceptable.
In no part of life does something like that happen and you're never allowed to play again. None.
I just said high school football. He can go if he's eligible for college, go play.
He could be a freshman for all you know.
Oh, well, not my problem.
Yeah.
All right. On the other side of things,
you know, there are Gainesville players that never get to play again because of this.
Want to say congrats to Chad from Buford. Got himself an early Christmas gift. He won Guns N' Roses tickets. We'll have more next week leading up to when they go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We got to go. Cross your fingers for us that we don't screw up Thanksgiving at the Macaulay household. For Mike.
Blessings
Bo,
and prayers.
Thank you. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. Have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving holiday. We will be back Monday. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
do not get in a fight at Thanksgiving dinner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.